Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Mark, getting to be cold weather, asthma season. How are you doing?
Doing well, actually. As I get older, my asthma gets better. I'm actually not getting any treatment right now. And I'm just going to make sure I have my inhaler with me when I go cross-country skiing. That's usually what triggers it.
You found a poem this week. It was published in JAMA in 2019. For those that want to look at the article itself, it starts on page 919. Just by way of background, everyone, I think, is familiar with the goal of treatment, particularly for moderate persistent asthma, is to minimize symptoms, normalize lung function, prevent exacerbations, and generally improve quality of life. There are lots of guidelines, national and international guidelines. Most of them recommend a stepwise approach, and some of them have these color-coded, you know, sort of green, yellow, red type algorithms that patients can follow. The idea is to control symptoms quickly. Adherence is important. You know, control, I think, directly relates to how adherent patients are with their medications. An inhaled bronchodilator is usually prescribed to all patients for quick asthma relief. The traditional approach has been to prescribe a short-acting beta agonist. Sometimes we call it a SABA. But an alternative approach is to use a combination inhaler that contains the rapid onset long-acting beta agonist formoterol in addition to a glucocorticoid. The poem that you're going to talk about, it specifically addresses this question, which is an as-needed use of long-acting beta agonist plus glucocorticoid as effective as maintenance low-dose steroids in preventing severe exacerbations in patients with mild to moderate asthma? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, this is one of a number of recent studies that has asked, you know, for folks with mild or even moderate asthma, do we need to keep them on maintenance therapy, or can we do just as well by combining a beta agonist with an inhaled corticosteroid during exacerbations only? So they recruited adults with self-reported mild asthma. They were only using rescue therapy, reliever therapy, either a short-acting beta agonist alone or SABA plus a low to moderate dose of inhaled corticosteroids for maintenance. And this was during the 12 weeks before randomization. They found 900 patients and randomized them to either reliever therapy alone, where they got one puff of budesonide plus formoterol for acute symptoms only, or maintenance therapy with one puff twice daily of the budesonide plus two puffs as needed of inhaled terbutaline for acute symptoms. And it was an open-label trial. They evaluated the patients several times during the year. At baseline, the participants were similar between the groups. And the primary outcome, the number of exacerbations, rarely occurred in either group. The researchers used standard criteria for determining if it was severe, basically if the patient got at least 3 days of systemic steroids or hospital admission or ED visit, that was considered severe. So over the course of a year, the patients treated only as needed had fewer exacerbations, 0.12 versus 0.17 per year, compared with the maintenance treated patients. The difference was statistically significant, but was small in terms of clinical significance. About a third in each group also reported nasopharyngitis, so no difference with that outcome. So bottom line, in patients with mild to moderate asthma, using as-needed therapy only during symptomatic exacerbations was actually a little better than maintenance therapy accompanied by acute use of inhaled terbutaline. So yeah, that's actually a way to reduce, and they demonstrated in the study, they reduced the total steroid dose, total steroid burden, which is probably a good thing overall.
Yeah, and I'm sure patient satisfaction is going to reflect that as well. A good poem. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again in a week.
Sounds great.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.